Hello, welcome to Time Warp Wife Ministries. I'm your host, Arlene Schacht.
And I'm your co-host, Michael Schacht.
And this is 5 Minute Marriage.
Today's Bible verse comes from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Ah, great verse. Our marriage prayer today is called A Meek and Quiet Spirit.
Yes.
Now, I know what a meek spirit is.
Yep.
But I'm kind of wondering, do you know what a quiet spirit is?
You know, I do.
You tell me what you think it is, and then I'm going to tell you what I think it is.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So, I'm going to do this directly from a Greek lexicon. And so quiet spirit means steady or settled or calm. And so it says a person that doesn't overuse words and stir up needless friction.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So...
Sorry, I was a bit long-winded, but...
What I think it is that when you look at meekness,
mm-hmm.
The world will often look at meekness as being, you know, a weak person. They're a meek
That's right.
person. They can't
That's right.
speak up for themselves or anything.
Yep.
But, and I'm not the first person to say this, it's been said many times, but I see meekness as that strength under control. And I think
yes.
that's what a quiet spirit is too.
Yeah.
It's that... Being able to calm yourself from the inside when you feel like your circumstances are out of control or a person is completely irritating you.
Yeah.
And it's easy to be gentle and quiet or meek and quiet when everything is going our way on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
But God is calling us to be like that even when the most difficult situations are pressing in on us. And that's what Jesus was. As he went to the cross, that was the darkest day, and he was meek and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
When he could have lashed out and when most people would have lashed out,
yeah.
he kept that inner strength, which is such an example to us. And so I love the way that ibelieve.com has explained it. Let me see if I could get the author's name here. Jessica Van Roekel. Not never heard of her before, but I like how she put my thoughts into words. It says, quietness refers to the state of our spirit. Is our spirit tossed back and forth by the wind and waves of our Is our spirit tossed back and forth by the wind and waves of our circumstances, or is it steady, knowing it's connected to God, who is immovable, firm? And I'm reading this whole thing wrong, but you get what I'm saying. It's that inner strength that is connected yeah. with God. I'm
yeah.
sorry, she asked two questions there, and
no,
I was reading
you know,
it like a statement.
Yeah.
But that's what I saw. It's that you, even though your circumstances and the winds of adversity might toss you back and forth, your inner being is strong and steady. You're like that tree that is rooted deep and it stands by the waters. And I love that. I'm going to write about this soon, tomorrow.
Do you know what that reminded me of was in James when she was talking about the wind and the and things like that? Because James talks about the tongue. The tongue is a fire. And he says it's like the rudder of a boat is the smallest part of the boat, but it steers the entire ship. And he said a person who can control their tongue is the person who should lead, is the only person who is able to lead the church. And I think that is absolutely true. So there's definitely some parallels between, you know, what we're talking about here and what James had to say about it in reference to the tongue.
Yeah, I love that. When this is something I wrote on my blog this week, it says, trials have a way of proving our faith. The Bible says that suffering produces perseverance and perseverance character. What it's really saying there is that perseverance proves the validity of our character. I love that when it says that perseverance produces character. And it's like, it's the proving of your faith. It's burning off all that excess. And what are you left with? So we're either plucked out of the ground like a weak little seedling, or we dig deep into the soil of our faith. Mm-hmm. And that's where and I see again those roots
yeah.
that just run deeper. And every time we are growing, and when those winds of adversity come, we grow deeper and deeper into that soil, and we hold on tight to that faith that we have. Yeah. Oh, I got really excited about that verse because there's so much there that I had never really thought about before, that word quiet spirit. Mm-hmm. I really like it. Yeah.
Well, and it goes a long way. Like, if there's a running theme in all of the prayers that are on this site, all the marriage prayers, and that is we need a relationship with God before we're going to have a relationship that is a full relationship with each other as a married couple. And so that's why we'll often talk like this, but we want it to be known that we can't be self-centered. And that's what the prayer touches on as well, that we have to care for one another and care for the church, care for one another. That's what this is really all about. And so that's going to be, and always has been, sort of the running theme through these prayers. And it's just so critical.
And it is important to marriage. Look at us now. You've been so sick in the past few months. Like, it's just been sicker and sicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now you can either, your spirit can either just be like, these circumstances are too much for me to handle. I'm agitated. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. Or that quiet spirit where you're rooted and grounded and say, whatever may come, Lord, that is my portion that you have given me.
Whatever happens, happens. And
thank you, God, for that.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, couples need to just dig in. And if you feel like, I am being tossed to and fro, start digging deeper yet.
Yeah.
Just hold on there.
For sure.
Shall we pray?
You bet.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, your word reminds us that a meek and quiet spirit is of great value to you, 1 Peter 3:4, and we know how important it is to our marriage. And so we ask that you help us as we seek to love with gentleness, meekness, and grace. We've seen how you handle our hearts with tender compassion. Even during our darkest moments, your hands have reached out with forgiveness and grace. Loving, gentle, and tender are the hands of our potter. Even when it sometimes feels like you're breaking us down, it's for the purpose of building us up. We can be careless at times, self-centered as others, and we don't want to be that way, Lord. We want to live like our Savior, who humbly served those he loved. We want to learn from him who is meek and lowly at heart. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.